Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on July 15th, 1977. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The divine power of God cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Directly above Our Lady's statue, there are huge, in ball-like formation, I can't explain it, the blue lights now are dotting all about the sky. They always announce Our Lady's coming. And now the blue lights seem to be evaporating, disappearing on the outside of the tree area. Our Lady is coming directly forward from the center of the sky over her statue. Oh, the light is tremendous all about Our Lady. She has on a beautiful brown, deep brown gown, and her mantle is a cream-colored, beige-like coloring. The mantle goes all about Our Lady's head, extending down onto her shoulders and to her feet. Our Lady has a pair of brown sandals. They look like skin-like in consistency. They are around her ankle. There's a strap about Our Lady's ankle and two pieces of the skin-like, whatever the sandals are made of, material. They come forward onto Our Lady's toes. They're like belted. Our Lady now is motioning that I noticed the extension from her hands of a huge scapula. Our Lady is holding in her right hand a very large scapula. It's made all of brown cloth and two pieces of deep brown cloth. I see nothing about them, just a plain cloth. Our Lady is now placing the scapula about her neck. One piece would be behind her on her neck, and the other is hanging very far down onto below Our Lady's belting. It is a very heavy cording. Our Lady is removing the rosary, which she had belted at her right side. Her beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Marys, and Our Lady now is taking the crucifix and kissing it. Now Our Lady is extending the crucifix out in front of her and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is looking all about her on the right and to the left. She has a very sweet smile upon her face. Oh, Our Lady is happy, and yet there is a great sadness too. Our Lady now is touching her lips with her first finger, which means to listen. My child, I know of the great anxiety in your heart and in the hearts of many this past week in your areas. Oh, my children, recognize what is happening to mankind now. I have told you in the past, and I repeat again, many warnings of minor nature have been given to mankind to awaken them from their slumber. The Eternal Father, His hand shall descend upon man, because man refuses in his obstinacy to turn back from his his sin and make amends for the offenses to the heart of the Eternal Father. My children, I have given you the way of my Son. I have come to you through countless earth years to direct you and counsel you, to keep you from going farther out onto the road with no return. My children, all that has passed in your life shall now accelerate in occurrence. Oh, my children, my heart is torn that you will not turn about and get down to your knees. Throughout your world now, there will be great trials set upon mankind, upheavals of nature, discord in government, nations at war, fire raining from the sky. My children, you ask for peace, but you are traveling to your own destruction as you build up armaments to kill your brothers and maim. My child and my children, as it was in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, so it is in your age and your generation. Man is becoming debased and defiled. We look upon all manner of degradation and abominations being committed by man. I repeat to you, as was given in old and is true today, that man shall not consort and lie with man as with womankind. This is an abomination in the eyes of the Eternal Father. Man shall not cast lustful eyes in the direction of his neighbor's wife, for this is an abomination in the eyes of your God. Man shall not lie with beasts, for this is the worst of abominations, a defilement of the flesh. My child and my children, man now is far worse in his human nature of defilement of the body, far worse than any sin committed in the times of Sodom and Gomorrah. My children, unless there is a major change in the ways of man that offend his God, we cannot hold back the great chastisement from upon mankind. It will come soon. My children, you will experience a time of great suffering as man becomes defiled in nature. He will lose all sense of charity of heart, for he has no God within his heart. He will abuse his neighbor in all manners of defilement. He will commit murders, robberies, defilement of the young, abuses of the flesh. My children, as time goes on, you will feel that insanity. has gripped your world. Homes must now become a stronghold of godliness. Homes must be a refuge for the children against the onslaughts of Satan now loosed in your world. Parents must give a good example of godliness and piety. Woe to the parent who discards or goes along with apathy in his role as a parent. There will be much gnashing of teeth and woe set upon the earth by the evil ones now loosed from the abyss. The forces of 666 are now raging like ravenous demons throughout your world. They have entered into the governments of the nations. They have entered into all medias of communication. And they have entered into my son's church. Pastors, bishops, you must return discipline to my son's house. A house in darkness wears a band of death about it. All that is rotten will fall, and only a few will be saved, a small remnant. My children, as you pass through the great crucible of suffering that will soon be set upon the nations, you will all be tested. The wheat shall be separated, the kernels from the chaff. The sheep shall be separated from the goats. My children, you cannot in your human nature understand the ways of the Eternal Father. He is a merciful God, but in his mercy, he has reasoning for the separation. My children, see my habit given by the Eternal Father. Children of God, invocations to the sisterhood, whatever shall become of you? You have become foolish maidens without modesty and piety. You run with your heads high in the air in clouds of darkness. You remove your habit and take on the raiment of the world. Oh, my children, you are defaming your vocation. Sisters, do you not understand why you were given a long habit to wear? It was a sign to the world of your dedication. You were to become brides of Christ, my children. And what have you given to the world but a poor example of worldliness without dedication? You have become of the world. You have proceeded onto the wide road. Sisters in vocations, turn back. Do not become maidens of the world, foolish maidens, but return and be brides of Christ. Brides who have been given the key to the eternal kingdom of your God. My sisters, without this firm dedication and example of piety and holiness, you cannot induce or lead others into your vocations. The convents are slowly closing. And why, my children? Because there are too few who try to find the real reason. They have succumbed to the lures of the world. My children, you are fast proceeding into a time of great struggle and great sacrifice for many and great suffering. Oh, my children, I cry to you. I come to you as a mediatrix between God and man. Listen to me now before it is too late. The nations cry, peace, peace, but they prepare for war. My children, it would be but one madman, a man who has given himself to Satan, to plunge the world, your world, into a bath, a bloodbath of fire. You must keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. Many minor warnings have been given to mankind and go by unnoticed. The Eternal Father plans to give more, and they will become more severe and more lengthy in time unless you turn back. You must restore my son's house to its former glory. For a house in darkness wears a band of death about it. Return discipline. Bishops, leaders of the flock, take yourselves out of the world. You are compromising my son's house. The faith, you are misleading. And woe, I say unto you, that many mitres shall fall into hell. My children, we hear all manner of rationalizing of sin and error. There shall not be an excuse of rationalization for sin given. As you stand, O shepherds, before my son, and he gives you your just reward. There will be many prodigies given upon the earth and in the air. Test the spirits, my children, for it is truly now a war of the spirits, a war far greater than man has ever passed through. Children of the light, light bearers, you must go forward now with perseverance and confidence. Never slacken in your pace of sending the message from heaven throughout the world. When you become despondent or grieved, you will say, my Jesus, my confidence. My Jesus, my confidence. You will keep all of the sacramentals with you upon your person, for in this war of the spirits, my children, I assure you, you will need every one of them. Surely it will be a battle to the finish. You will be scoffed at. You will be called crazy, and all manner of other epitaphs the unbeliever can devise. But my children, You will follow the same path as my son. Pick up your cross and follow him. The road will be strewn with thorns. I assure you, my children, you will pass through them. But then you will find a field full of roses and lilies. Now Our Lady is moving over to our left side. That would be her right side. Our Lady is moving over just directly above the banners, and she's extending her hand out now with her crucifix and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is going further over on her right, just directly above the tree, and she's standing out now like this with her hand extended and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is turning now directly behind Our Lady. Michael, Saint Michael, is coming down, and there are quite a number of angels. I can tell from the outlines of their figures. They're dressed in long robes. Oh, they're beautiful. The coloring about them is so beautiful. It's like a huge rainbow now forming all behind Michael and all of the angels that are joining them now, and they're following Our Lady across the sky. Our Lady is standing directly above her statue, extending her crucifix out now and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is floating across. She doesn't walk. It's like she's carried in the air. She just floats across the sky, and her cape, her mantle is kind of billowing out behind her. And Our Lady is going across the sky now and bending over. The light is very brilliant, and I can see the scapular. Our Lady has on the long scapular, and it's dangling now in front of her. It's a huge piece of brown cloth, and she's now extending out the crucifix of her rosary and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is backing up. Continue now, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. The sky about the trees is a very deep pink, a beautiful color. However, the rest of the sky is very dark, with a very ominous look about it. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up. It's just like the darkness is being pushed forward and to the side. And directly from the center of the sky, there is a huge circlet of light. It's growing wider as it seems to float forward. Now, directly in the center, I can see Jesus standing. He's being carried forward. He's not walking. He's just standing still, but now he's quite close. He seems to have come from quite a distance. Now he's standing directly above Our Lady's statue. He has on a beautiful burgundy color cape and a cream-colored gown with a belting, quite a tight belting. And Jesus' feet up there, I can see the wounds upon his instep. Now Jesus is holding his hand upon his heart. And now he's taking his hand away and holding it out like this. And I can see a huge red heart now emblazoned upon his chest. Now Jesus is touching his lips with his first finger. My child and my children, listen well to what I have to discourse with you of. The events within your area did not come by accident. I have told you in the past, and I repeat myself anew, that there will be many minor warnings given to mankind in our concerted efforts to turn man back from his sin. as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Your city of New York has become a cesspool of sin. My children, there are many good to be saved. There are many children of God still in these areas about your country. However, I cannot promise you a life without thorns upon your earth. Many good will suffer with the bad. There will be a gradual removal from within your world of the good. Many shall die in their earthly bodies, and many shall be taken up in the rapture. My children, as you go forward now, you are entering the time of great sorrows. Without enough prayers and acts of atonement to the Eternal Father, the nations shall rise against nation, and there will be much bloodshed and gnashing of teeth among mankind. The loss of charity of heart has taken full grip upon many. You understand, my children, I hope, the lesson given to you in the past night of how man in his sin will become as an animal. I sent unto your city, my child, three warnings. Now the next shall be a terrible cross for many. Within your land, the United States, and many nations that have fallen to corruption and sin, great trial will be given. The crops will fail. There will be famine and thirst in many regions. There will be set upon your city, New York, a great plague, my children. Those who are on the waters may escape the rodents. I realize, my child, the great terror, the knowledge, insight I have given you of what is to be, the great terror it brings to your heart. But I assure you, my children, if you are of well spirit, you will have nothing to fear. You must remember the vision I gave in warning some time ago of the great cross of suffering upon your city and covering the nearby areas. My children, minor chastisements and warnings have been given and will be given until the great chastisement of fire upon all of the earth. My children, you must not question the ways of the Eternal Father. He has a plan for every life he has set upon your earth. Because of the major role the city of New York and San Francisco of California have played for the debauchment of souls, a great punishment shall be meted to them. And this is given in the light of true charity and mercy of heart of the Eternal Father, that this too can be avoided or lessened by your reaction and your action in the face of this warning. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Make atonement to the Eternal Father for the many offenses, the greatest sin now being committed in your country, the United States, and many countries throughout the world are sins of the flesh, They are sending many into hell. And these sins of the flesh, sad to say, have reached into the consecrated lives of my clergy. I am the good shepherd. I do not scatter the flocks, but seek to gather them before the great crucible of suffering. My shepherds upon earth, you must return to a life of discipline and prayer. You cannot be in the world and of the world, for you then will not be of the Spirit. There are many children without the light now, and the measure of responsibility is with my shepherds. You must understand that the supreme and first commandment of all and to all mankind is honor to his God, and the eternal Father is your God in the Trinity. If you reject him, if you build a new house, a new church upon earth, it will not have the angels at your side. You will have demons of humanism and modernism to your own destruction. The Eternal Father waits with a heart of mercy, waiting for you to return. Pastors, you are going downstream like flocks of ducks, neither caring nor knowing nor searching for the truth. You are playing follow the leader to your own destruction. All who have received the Holy Spirit have consecrated hands, and I say unto you, none but legally ordained priests in my house shall bring my body to the multitudes. No woman shall stand in the holy place. No woman shall vie or compete for rulership in my house. I say unto you, you must go back and read the commandments of the Eternal Father. You must go back and read the rules that Paul gave to you. You cast him aside and you write another book, a Bible, a tome. You write it to suit your own basic carnal human nature. The way has been given to you in the past, and the way does not change. It is a simple way. The rules have been given, and you change them for what? Were they imperfect? Have you considered the Eternal Father to be in error? I say unto you, you blaspheme in your consecration. I say unto you, you will return my house to its former status of honor, glory, discipline. You must, as shepherds, give a firm example of holiness. My children, the saints in heaven cry for all of the abominations being committed in my house upon earth, the church. We do not want a separation within the ranks. United, you will stand. Divided, you will fall. There was great unity in my house upon earth. But man became unpious, unholy, and with itching ears he has listened to doctrines set forth by demons. Now, my shepherds, you will close your ears to your modernists and those who seek change and who will build a church of man. No, I say unto you, this shall not be tolerated by the Eternal Father. You are permitted a long rule for a reason. The Eternal Father hopes in his merciful heart that you will come out of your slumbers and see the light. You are walking in darkness. My children, you must keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your countries, the nations of earth, the world. Prayer has great strength against the demons that are loosed in force now upon your world. The agents of 666 have entered into all of the medias of the world. The agents of 666 are now in Rome. The Holy Father, your Holy Father, Pope Paul VI, he suffers much because of the disobedience and the Judases about him. My children, you will all recognize the faces of evil. Satan has entered into the highest ranks of my church. Pray now for your priests, your bishops, your cardinals, your clergy. Many prayers are needed, for many are on now the road to perdition and taking many others with them. My children, do not cast aside your sacramentals. They are your armor in the days ahead. Do not desert my church. Do not judge it by the man who has stood there in ignorance or in pride and changed it until it will almost be unrecognizable. I am still with you, my children. Do not leave. You must stay and fight. In this manner, my children, shall the sheep be separated from the goats. It is a form of cleansing. Now Jesus is placing his hand out in front of him like this, with his three fingers extended, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now a lady is coming down. She was up on high up in the sky on the left-hand side with Michael and the angels. They're all now coming down. Now a lady is coming right up to Jesus. She's standing by his right shoulder. She's just a little below his shoulder. Jesus is quite tall. And now he's turning and smiling to her. And they're going over now over to our right side. They're standing now just above the second tree, and Jesus is bending over now. He's extending his hand out quite far like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, my Son. Now Jesus is going across the sky. He's turning back. He's looking back at the trees and down again. Now he's going directly across, coming above Our Lady's statue. He's turning now. He's placing his left hand over his heart and his right hand in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, as the Eternal Father blesses you with the Spirit of Light. You will receive graces as numerous as the petals of the roses, graces for cures, and graces for conversion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My child, now you will be seated and read the photographs. They are most important.
Easy one.
Oh, I don't know.
That's not what you want. Oh, wait. That's not what you want. Give it a chance. Let us say so. Take a deep breath, Father.
All right.
I don't like rodents. I don't even like mice. Rodents and flying creatures eating the crops.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit
of thy
womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
The boats will not anchor to the land. A just punishment upon man. Famine in America the Beautiful. No one shall have the price of the wheat. Man shall become like animals, killing their neighbors. It will be like dog eating dog. Bands of roaming homosexuals shall attack the young. Peoples will live in fear, their doors barred. There shall be no love or charity between neighbors. Fear shall grip the nation. Murders will increase. The crops will rot. Rodents will run. Scavengers will fly. Transported by air through the states. Our nation, where much has been given, much has been expected, and man of this great nation has rejected his God. It is only through trial and suffering shall he return to his God.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on July 15, 1977. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.